I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever thought about how someone lives for Jesus in today's world? I remember as a youngster growing up and attending church, the pastor would challenge the congregation to live for Jesus. What does living for Jesus look like, especially in today's culture and social climate? When you study the scriptures and intentionally notice the actions and teachings of Jesus, you will discover how amazing and radical Jesus was. The context and culture of Jesus' day, the Jewish people were under the rule and reign of Roman authority. Roman Caesar were everything to the culture. Jews and their customs did not matter a whole lot. However, Rome allowed the Jewish culture to rule and be in control up to a certain point. The religious system became powerful and political, and Rome gave the Jewish people latitude in their governing. History tells us that when Rome would conquer a civilization, they immediately would graft their culture and make the conquered people adhere to the customs, dress, religion of Rome. However, Rome had difficulty in making the Jewish nation conform to Rome's standards. Thus, the allowance and rise of the religious Jewish order of Pharisees and Sadducees. Everyday life revolved around the temple and Jewish worship. In the midst of this quagmire, Jesus comes and radically challenges the hypocrisy of the religious order and reveals the message of the kingdom of God. Jesus addressed the crowd in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5. Listen to some of his challenges. "You have heard that it was said, 'Eye for eye and tooth for tooth.' But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you." Jesus was challenging the status quo of just doing enough to get by saying, "Be generous, be kind. Do more than what is expected of you. Literally, go the extra mile. In doing so, you are demonstrating, living out God's kingdom principles." Jesus continued it and said in verse 43, "You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." In other words, pray for those who are your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you. Jesus earlier described those who say all kinds of evil against you are your persecutors. Jesus was spoken against as even a prophet of the prince of demons, Matthew 12:24. So if people speak evil against Jesus, it should not surprise you if you are spoken evil against. But Jesus says in those moments, you are to pray for them. Pray that God moves in their lives his holy conviction and compassion. Pray that God intercedes that they may discover that Jesus is the way, truth, and life. Pray that your actions and attitude reflect Jesus before them. They may not change. They may retaliate. However, they may turn from their wicked ways and be challenged to believe. How can you live for Jesus in today's world? By praying. Praying for your enemies. Praying for others, your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends, your family. Pray and ask the Lord to make himself known to them. Pray that your attitude will display Christ-likeness. As the Apostle Paul prayed for the Roman believers, may we pray this as well. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is just one of the many ways we can live for Jesus in today's world. Why not give it a try and pray? The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaczma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.